With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is escalating his pressure campaign against the Federal Reserve Chairman. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Nearly every day, the president belittles Fed Chair Jerome Powell, calling him names and demanding that he lower interest rates. Now, the Trump administration accuses Powell of spending too much money to renovate the central bank's headquarters. The president has even appointed allies to scrutinize the project. It's an ironic move given Donald Trump's renovations at the White House, including the paving over of the grass in the Rose Garden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore predicts that soon Americans will be able to see the true impact of the president's ambitious legislation.
It's an enormous victory for growth, for prosperity. I don't like everything in it, but I'd say that this is one of the biggest conservative victories in the 30 or so years I've been in Washington.
He goes on to say,
I could go on for a half hour. This is a very powerful bill, and I think it's going to cause a big burst of prosperity.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Preliminary findings in the last month's Air India plane crash suggest the aircraft's fuel control switches were turned off, causing a loss of engine thrust shortly after takeoff. The report issued by India's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau yesterday also indicates both pilots were confused over the change to the switch settings. The report does not say how the switches could have flipped to the cutoff position. The June 12th crash occurred in India's western city of Ahmedabad. The plane struck a residential area, killing 260 people. Russia's foreign minister warning the U.S., South Korea, and Japan against forming a security partnership targeting North Korea. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov making the comments yesterday during a trip to North Korea. This is SRN News. The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. Three other vetoed measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina government. It's not clear if Republicans in the legislature will be able to amass enough votes to reverse Governor Stein's multiple vetoes. Syrian Christian leaders warning that the country's small community of believers may decide to flee after last month's devastating church attack. The Greek Orthodox leaders say the bombing at the Mar Elias Church outside Damascus was the worst crime against Christians since 1860, when thousands were massacred within days by Muslim attackers. Weeks after the bombing, it's still not clear who is behind it. The government blames ISIS, which has not claimed responsibility, as it usually does. This is SRN News. A gift to the Michigan man who helped stop a church mass shooting.
Church Deacon Richard Pryor was called a hero when he used his pickup truck to ram an armed man who was about to enter the Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan on June 22nd. Police say the gunman fired shots at Pryor's vehicle as he approached the church and shot a person in the leg. That's when Pryor's truck knocked the gunman to the ground and the gunman was fatally shot by church security. Pryor's 2018 Ford F-150 pickup was destroyed in the process. So this week...
Thank you.
Pryor was gifted a 2-year lease on a $70,000 2025 Ford F-150 pickup by a local dealership. I'm Donna Water.
Today is Sunday, July the 13th. It's the 194th day of 2025. The moon is waning. Evening stars, Mars, Mercury, Neptune, and Saturn. This is SRN News.